like to welcome everyone to the November 17th, 2020 City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. In a little while, I will do a swearing in for everyone here that plans on giving testimony and for those online. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court. If anyone has cell phones or other devices, please silence them at this time. To start off, I'm going to ask everybody to please stand for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for a day to be here together. We ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom to conduct the business of this city and for justice for all of those who come before this board. Father, I pray that you strengthen every marriage and every family in Savannah and Chatham County. And Father, just thank you for your presence here in Jesus' name. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Don't see any notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments. There is one item requested to be removed from the final agenda, and that is 760 Old River Road. Maybe when we hear a motion later to approve the final agenda, we can add that into it. So we get to the approval of the minutes, the October the 22nd, 2020 meeting minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve those minutes? All right, Mr. Hall, Mr. Griffith made a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hall. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Roll call.
Excuse me, we have to do a roll call vote. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Okay, and I vote yes as well. Okay, the approval of the final agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the final agenda, including the removal of the 760 Old River Road?
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Hall. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Jessica, for unless there's a tie, which I guess there won't be since there's only four of us, I won't be voting. Okay. The first item on the agenda is 1601 Chevy Chase Road. It's for a variance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One second here. The petitioner, 1601 Chevy Chase Road, is requesting approval of a 20-foot rear yard setback variance from the 20-foot requirement. This petition is related to a second-story deck where construction began without a permit and was subsequently ceased by stop work order placed on the property by the City of Savannah's Code Enforcement Office. This map shows the subject property at 1601 Chevy Chase Road. It's at the southwest corner of the intersection of Chevy Chase and Delano Street in the Cloverdale subdivision. The property is owned RSF-6, which is a single-family residential classification, and that single-family classification requires a 20-foot rear yard setback. That setback is measured from the nearest vertical wall of the residence to the property line, and although a survey has not been provided by the applicant, the existing residence appears to be approximately 25 feet from the property line, which would be consistent with the requirement at the time the home was built, which would have been under the previous ordinance. The lot is 6,888 square feet in size and is developed with a single story home built in 1972. This is a street view of the subject property. This is actually from Delano Street, not from Chevy Chase, which is the front of the house. This is a site plan that's been provided by the applicant, and just shows the front of the house as it fronts Chevy Chase Road, and this is the rear where the construction is taking place, which I'm going to show you here in just a second. Pardon me. Should mention also that there are two existing accessory buildings on this property as well in the rear yard. This is a photo of the deck that was built over the existing driveway, and this is on the rear of the house. It's a corner lot, as I showed you on that map. You can see the staircase there, which appears to be essentially on the property line based on the site plan that the petitioner provided. This is another view of the structure, and because it's a raised deck and attached to the home, it is considered an encroachment into the rear yard. You can see a portion of the existing accessory building, detached building, located here. Another view of the construction, which was underway, and as I mentioned, the City of Savannah stopped the work, and then at that point, the petitioner, in order to seek relief, filed this request. You can see the stop work order that was placed on the structure. And here it does appear to be attached to the home. Just to go back to the site plan, this shows the location of the deck and the staircase, which again, both encroach. The purpose of the rear yard setback is to provide adequate separation and privacy between structures. Because the deck is raised, it's considered a structure, unlike a driveway or an uncovered at-grade patio, would not be considered. Based on observation within the neighborhood, there are not similar structures that are apparent, and we believe that the structure as it exists has a significant negative impact on the adjoining property. This neighborhood, the Cloverdale subdivision, has a well-maintained traditional development pattern, and structures like this are not in keeping with that pattern. We found that the applicant's petition did not meet the criteria for granting a variance, and we're recommending denial.
Thank you. Is there any questions for staff? Mr. Condon.
Morning. Could you please open that tab, Street View? So there was not, at least as of the Google Maps picture in May of 2019, there was not a driveway on that side. So the driveway has been added.
That was added, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That was really the only question that I had.
Thank you,
sir.
Any other questions for staff?
Yes.
Mr. Griffin.
On the can you pull up the last site plan? Yeah. So the proposed structure, it's actually going over the city sidewalk.
Actually, no. And you can kind of tell that from the photographs. So I'll show you that. That might be a little more helpful. This one.
Okay.
So city sidewalk is here in the photograph.
Do they have two curb cuts, the one on one side and one on the front?
Yes, there is an existing curb cut on the front of the property as well, on the Chevy Chase roadside, existing driveway.
Any other questions for staff? Okay, thank you. Is the petitioner online?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Mr. Wallace, if you're on the line, please unmute your microphone if you'd like to make a comment.
Yes, I'm here. You can hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think basically when I came, got involved with the project, as you all well know that I do a lot of drafting work, and when I got involved, this is what I came to. So basically what I was trying to do in efforts to help Mr. Curry is to go ahead and, you know, produce some drawings as well as some type of a site plan showing exactly what he has in place with you all already see what he has in place and help him to, you know, pretty much reorganize and see if we can get it approved as it is situated on that property. Now we already know that this is a pretty large deck with the large carport, and it's open on all sides, and it will have to be stamped by a licensed architect in the state of Georgia, which we will be able to provide, but that will be pending the staff approval based on what we have on site at the moment.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add, sir?
No, that's all I wanted to add.
Okay. Are there any questions for the petitioner? Okay, no questions for the petitioner. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this request?
If members of the public would like to speak regarding this, please use the raise your hand feature and we'll recognize you.
Okay, so no members of the public would like to speak. So at this time, I'd like to close this part of the discussion and open board discussion. Anybody, Mr. Condon, do you have anything you'd like to say? No. Mr. Griffith? Mr. Hall?
Can we go back to the actual petition just so we know what we're looking at? The actual petition.
Do you mean the staff report, maybe?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yep, yeah. There we go.
Okay. Well, if there's no board discussion, the chair will entertain a motion. Should someone like to make one?
Motion to deny the petition.
All right. Mr. Hall has made a motion to deny the petition based on staff recommendations. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. All right. This time we're going to do a roll call vote. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the petition is denied. Next, we will move on to 8 Stevenson Avenue. This is for a variance 20-004914.
Mr. Chairman, the petitioner for 8 Stevenson Avenue is requesting approval of a 4-space parking variance for required off-street parking to accommodate a proposed 800 square foot addition to an existing surgical center. This is a map showing the location of the subject property, which is a 0.37 acre site. It's developed with a 2-story commercial building originally constructed in 1979. It's within a BC community business zoning classification near the intersection of Abercorn and Stevenson Avenue. The prospective owner intends to operate a surgical center at this site. It had previously operated with 2 doctors at this location, and the petitioner is proposing an 800 square foot addition on the rear of the property, roughly here, and I'll show you that here in just a second. And that additional square footage would require 4 additional off-street parking spaces. The development pattern within this block is consists of a number of commercial uses. The corner lot is a bank, And there are also retail and commercial properties within the rest of that block between Hood Street and Stevenson Avenue. This is a site plan that's been provided by the applicant that shows the proposed location of the addition on the rear of the building. It does not remove any existing parking spaces. So the requested number of spaces would be strictly based on the addition of that 800 square feet. As you can see, the existing parking spaces are here along the west side of the building. There are parking spaces, which I'll show you in a photograph here, that are on the rear of this building. However, they are not associated with this parcel. If you notice, and I'm gonna just go back to this map, this is a little out of the ordinary where the adjacent property, which is a bank property, kind of wraps this property. So the parking spaces that are in this location, although they often go unused by bank customers from, based on my observation, they do, they are associated with this building. This is a photograph from that location I just showed you from the rear of the property. So the addition would be on this back side of the building. This is an aerial map of the existing building and the parking, as I showed you before, along the west side boundary and the overflow of the bank parking on the rear of the subject property. This is a street view of the existing building. And in our review, we did find that the proposed expansion is in keeping with the development pattern in the vicinity, based on the uses that surround this property and the commercial nature. We did find also that the relief regarding the four parking spaces would not likely impact adjacent properties in a negative way. This building has operated with this similar use for a number of years, and staff is recommending approval of the four space off-street parking variance.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lotson. Is there any questions for staff? All right, hearing none. Is the petitioner online?
I am. Good morning. Can everybody hear me well?
Yes, sir, I believe so. Would you like to add anything?
I would just briefly here. My name is Casey Durden. I'm a civil engineer with Hill Foley Rossi, and we're working on the building and this and the site. Thank you guys for considering this request today. What's the need is arose here is we have an existing eye center there with an existing surgery center that's not code compliant. So the new property owner is a plastic surgeon, and he's going to upgrade that surgery center. And to meet state standards, we've got to add a 500 and or 800 square foot expansion. The adjacent areas were commercial, they're not residential. I think Mr. Lotson pointed out there was two doctors in the practice previously, now there would be one. So we shouldn't be increasing any kind of load or increase there. And happy to answer any other questions you guys might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions for the petitioner? All right, hearing none. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this request? If you're online, if you'll press the hand raised, the raised hand symbol. Okay, there's no members of the public. So any board members have anything they want to say about this? All right, if not, the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept staff requests and approve the application of 5 Stevenson Avenue.
Okay, Mr. Condon has made a motion to grant the request based on staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hall. We'll take a roll call vote. Mr. Condon, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and variance is granted. Next, we're 130 East 44th Street. This is for an extension. case number 20-004915.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This one is pretty cut and dry. Here is a location map for the subject property, which is 130 East 44th Street. The petitioners are requesting an extension of an approval for a 3-foot 6-inch side yard setback variance and a 5-foot rear yard setback variance to construct a detached accessory structure. Here's an aerial map showing the existing structure from above. The subject property located at 130 East 44th Street was previously granted approval for this variance request on November 21st, 2019. As you are aware, variances expire after 1 year if they are not acted upon. Thus, the petitioner is requesting an extension for the previously granted variances. And staff recommends approval for this requested extension for a 5-foot accessory building rear yard setback variance and 3-foot 6-inch accessory building side yard setback variance.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? Okay, Mrs. Harris, are you online?
I am, yes, sir.
Would you like to say anything?
Just that I'd be happy to answer any questions. These variances are consistent with the historic development pattern and a previous garage that was previously on site, and the concrete pad is still present, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, are there any questions for Mrs. Harris? Okay, are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this request? Okay. Well, hearing none, if there's no board discussion, then the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation and approve the application for extension for 130 East 44th Street.
Okay, Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the extension per staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Okay, then the petition passes and extension is granted.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Moving forward, 135 Hampstead Avenue. The variance and extension of a non-conforming use, 20-005189.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner in this case, 135 Hampstead Avenue, is requesting the expansion of a non-conforming use to expand an existing building by approximately a little under 1,300 square feet and the elimination of 4 off-street parking spaces for the reconfiguration of a passenger drop-off area. A little bit about the building here. You may or may not be familiar with this structure, but it's a 12-story multifamily building on Hampstead Avenue, 135 Hampstead Avenue. It contains 138 dwelling units, and it's operated as a rent-assisted low-income housing development. This is an aerial map of the subject property. As you can see, it's adjacent to the Savannah Technical College campus and Hunter Army Airfield. And the petitioner, who is a recent purchaser and operator of the facility, is in the process of renovating, doing an interior renovation of the structure. In conjunction with that, they're proposing to add a common area on the ground floor, which does not exist today. So on the site plan, I'll show you the intent of the expanded common room. They're also proposing to reconfigure the vehicle drop-off space, which would eliminate 4 off-street parking spaces. This is a street view of the building. Just to give you an idea of its location and scale. So there are specific criteria that we review for the expansion of a non-conforming use. The proposed non-conforming use of a building we don't find is detrimental to public interest, health or safety or welfare. We think it's an important expansion as they begin the renovation of this building. The use of the expanded area will have the same operational characteristics as the existing use, which will be for multifamily residential purposes. The general site standards of this ordinance relating to the original use are complied with to the extent possible. The design of the building, we don't believe, can readily accommodate use because this is a non-conforming situation. And the building has not been subsequently redesigned to house other uses. So since its construction in the 1980s, it's been served the same purpose. So we are recommending approval of the expansion of the use for the ground floor addition, as well as the removal of the four off-street parking spaces.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Are there any questions for Mr. Lawson? Mr. Condon?
Marcus, how many parking spaces do they have now? Do you know?
They currently have, got that here. And Mr. Condon, I do not have that number here. I will say that, as you can tell, they are non-conforming from a parking standpoint. Typically, income-controlled housing has a lower parking need than the actual parking requirement. But we did consider that as it relates to a recommendation regarding the number of spaces that are being proposed to be removed, which is four.
The reason I asked the question is it's an awfully large parcel,
right?
And certainly ample room to add additional parking.
Yes.
So I was just curious as to why they wouldn't just replace the parking spaces mm-hmm. in some area of this, you know, extremely large lot that they
have. No, that's an excellent question. And let me give you a little more information. And this is some information that's not specific to this petition, but the applicant has a subsequent petition that's being considered by the Planning Commission regarding a phase two development on this site. And should that development take place, of course, additional parking and everything else that goes with that would be a part of that. And in review of that petition, we've already had discussions with the applicant that cross-access availability for parking would be necessary for both structures.
I have a question. Is that all, Mr. Conner?
Yes, thank you.
Besides the parking, what makes this a non-conforming use?
The fact that it exceeds the height that's permitted within the zoning ordinance. It's one of the few buildings of this kind of scale
right.
in the city, obviously, and there are no provisions in our code that permit a building of this height within that zoning district. So that's why it's non-conforming.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? All right, is the petitioner online?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. For the record, this is Josh Yellen on behalf of the Jonathan Rose Companies, the new owner of the Savannah Summit apartment complex. I also have with me on the line, calling in remotely, Mr. Brandon Kearse, who is part of the ownership team.
Okay. Would you like to add anything, Mr. Yellen?
Yes, sir. And I can very quickly just address Mr. Condon's question as it relates to parking. There are currently 84 spaces. This would be a reduction to 81 spaces. And based on our analysis, I guess an important point to mention, not only is this site low income, it is senior affordable and low income housing with a Section 8 component that does allow for disabilities. And so unlike even a more typical affordable housing development, this is senior affordable housing, which greatly reduces the parking demand that is needed for the site. And even with the reduction, based on other case studies and analysis, we do believe that the parking is sufficient and is in fact in line with other ordinances across the country as it relates to senior affordable housing. As Mr. Lotson mentioned, we do thank him for the recommendation for approval. This bump out of the community space is part of our application that is going to be going before the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. It is a requirement that we get the approval for this community space so that the owner can go ahead and begin renovating the entirety of the 138 units. This variance request and the community space goes hand in hand with the renovation of all of the other units, which are expected to cost about $60,000 per unit to be a near complete rehabilitation and renovation of the structure. And so we do recommend or hope that you would approve this variance request as recommended by staff so that the new ownership team can start restoring and rehabilitating this building and getting the residences up to a much higher standard than they were operated previously. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Yellen. Are there any questions for the petitioner? Mr. Griffith.
Mr. Yellen, good morning. How many units are in this structure currently?
138.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the petitioner? Okay. This time we're going to enter into public comment. Understand that Mr. Kersey is online and would like to speak. Mr. Kersey, you had the floor.
Yes, sir. No, this is Mr. Kersey for the Jonathan Rose Companies, and I just wanted to say thank you all for having us here to, entertain the petition. And we're excited to renovate the building and make it a better place for the seniors. And this expansion of the community room in particular will help us bring some of the services to the building, facilitate stuff that the, many of our residents who don't travel have a hard time getting to. So, thank you.
Thank you. My apologies. That Mr. Kersey is actually the petitioner. Mr. Yellen is his counsel.
Yep. So apologies for coming out of turn there.
Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? Okay, we do have one.
Ms. Morrison.
Ms. Morrison, are you on the line?
I wanted to just say that as a resident of the Poplar Place neighborhood, which is right across the street from Savannah Summit, I just wanted to say that we are in agreement with the renovation of the now existing building and the parking spaces deleted that are necessary. However, I know that the second plan was mentioned. We are definitely in opposition to that. But anyway, I just wanted to say we are in agreement with the renovation of the existing building and the deletion of the other parking spaces that would be needed. I have a question as far as the renovation. What will the residents who are already there, are there empty residents in the building? If not, where will the residents be provided housing during the renovation?
And Dr. Morrison, this is Josh Yellen. I can let Brandon address that, or I can answer that quickly. I know that they have a consultant that comes in regarding the residences, and they will move residents into vacant units, almost like a jigsaw puzzle, where if there's five vacant units, they will move five residents into those units, restore the five units, and then move new residents into the newly restored units, with the full hope that no one will ever be displaced and not allowed back into the building, but the hope that all residents can continue to live in the building and not have to find off-site housing temporarily while their unit is being renovated. But I can let Brandon confirm that for me.
Thanks, okay. Josh. That's correct. Dr. Morrison, we will basically, we're maintaining about half a floor of vacancy right now. And so our plan, subject to confirmation with the Department of Community Affairs, our contractor, and our relocation consultant, we plan to make half a floor vacant, renovate that, then take residents, move them to those brand new units, then renovate their units, move folks into those units. So our plan is to not have anybody offsite. If people have, sometimes people have special circumstances or medical conditions or whatnot, and if we needed to have anybody in a hotel or something like that for a short period, that cost is on us, and we would handle that with our relocation consultant. But everybody hopefully will remain on site through the process.
Okay. And, if this is approved, when would be the start date?
We're looking We had originally hoped to start in January. Some of the processes have taken a little bit longer. Our current anticipated start date looks like April 1st is what we're pushing for. And going through the building half a floor at a time looks like it would take about 12 months. So, you know, we'd start this April and be done next April.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Okay. Anybody on the board have anything they'd like to add?
Staff's recommendation was for approval.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else? Mr. Condon, Mr. Hall. All right. No discussion then. Chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the petition based on staff's recommendation.
All right. Mr. Hall has made a motion to approve the petition based on staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. So, Mr. Condon, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes and the variance is approved.
Thank you all.
All right. And I think that takes us to Backstreet, 11 West Backstreet. For variance 20-005203.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to give everyone a approximate location, this petition is for 11 West Backstreet. This is the Coffee Bluff area. Here is Backstreet. Here's Honeysuckle Road as it abuts the water. An aerial map shows you the two parcels that are part of the Carmelite Monastery. And the petitioner is requesting approval of a height variance to exceed the allowable building height by 5 feet at the stair and elevator tower for the Carmelite Monastery. And let me pull up the building plans here so you can more clearly see that. So the building currently exists. They're currently undergoing expansion. The area for the variance request is just the elevator tower and the stairwell, which is this little section right here. And on this section of the building plans, it is this tower right here that they're requesting to be 45 feet in height. The RSF 10 zoning district where it is located has a building height limit of 40 feet. It's important to note that it is a 6.76 acre conforming lot with the monastery that is currently undergoing a building expansion. And in order to comply with building ordinance requirements, the petitioner is asking for the 5 foot height variance for the elevator tower and stairs for rooftop access for HVAC systems. And as previously stated, the RSF 10 zoning district has a height limit of 40 feet. Staff has found that the ordinance establishes height limits to protect surrounding properties from potentially adverse effects of surrounding land uses and residences, as well as to keep the residential character of the surrounding area. The variance requested would traditionally have the potential to affect the surrounding properties in an adverse or detrimental way. However, due to the location of the lot being waterfront and the fact that the building is set back quite a distance from West Backstreet, it is unlikely to have any adverse or detrimental effects. I just want to go back to the aerial map here just to show you that, you know, the road's way out here. Here's the current location, and the building addition is much closer to the water than it is to the street. Staff has found that the current building and proposed construction, plus the addition of an elevator, are peculiar and unique to this property, which would not be applicable to other lands, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. We've also found that while there are some conditions that are a result of the applicant, the building code requirements for the space needed for the elevator shaft and stairs are not a result of the applicant. We also have found that special conditions and circumstances are not purely financial in nature and do not allow the applicant to use the land, buildings, or structures involved more profitably or to save money, just purely because of the building ordinance requirements. We also found that the literal interpretation of the provisions of the regulations would place undue hardship on the applicant. That being said, the variance, if granted, is the minimum variance necessary to make possible reasonable use of the land just in order to comply with the building ordinance component. and the variance, if granted, would not confer on the applicant special privilege that's denied by this ordinance to other lands, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. For the reasons mentioned above, staff recommends approval of the requested variance to exceed the allowable building height by 5 feet at the stair and elevator tower. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? No questions for staff. Is the petitioner online?
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great, thank you. Yes, good morning. This is Brian Harder with LS3P Associates on behalf of Carmelite Monastery. I have nothing further to add, and I'm happy to answer whatever questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the petitioner? Okay, are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this petition? Okay, is there any board discussion, or would someone like to make a motion?
Make a motion that we accept staff recommendation for the variance for 11 West Back Street.
All right, Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the variance per staff recommendations. Are there, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Griffith. Mr. Hall, how do you vote on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance is granted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Now, before we close, I think that I think as everybody knows, Mr. Tommy, Mr. Branch, he moved, and so he's no longer on ZBA. I believe that he's got a replacement that's been appointed by council. Didn't somebody might have said that? So hopefully they'll be here to the next meeting. I believe we need to nominate officers for the upcoming year, so voting can be on next month's agenda, which will be what, December, so it'll be the last one. So I guess what we have, just chair and vice chair, Mr. Lotz?
That's correct. Those are the
just okay. You know, I'd certainly be willing to serve as chair if y'all would like.
I'll make a motion to nominate Steve Marion as chair of the ZBA.
And we need to second that motion.
And we'll vote on that next month, right? It has to be on the agenda. Okay. We need a vice chair. I'd like to nominate Mr. Condon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Griffith. Okay. And so next month we'll vote on that. Is there any other business to conduct?
No, sir.
No, sir. Okay. Well, then the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.